for all these years to finish up running a charitable society? Now, that damn governess is bleeding the guts out of him.
So who's going to change things, then? You!
Something's got to happen.
Well, perhaps something will.
And it has to be soon.
Blow, winds, and crack your cheeks. Rage, blow, you cataracts and hurricanes.
Morning, Holmes.
Spout, or you drenched our steeples, drowned the clock.
Yes, I thought I heard the postman.
Oak cleaving thunderbolts, singe my white head.
You've got a case at last, then.
I didn't realize the faculty of deduction was so contagious.
Wasn't much of a deduction. When you're not working, your mood goes up and down with the weather.
Well, that explains the cautious way you put your head round the door. Expecting gloom, well, dark clouds and occasional eruptions of thunder.
Well, I certainly wasn't expecting recitations from the classics.
Let the great gods find out their enemies now. Tremble, thou wretch, that hast within thee undivulged crimes unwhipped of justice. Hide thee, thou bloodied hand.
Please, not before breakfast.
Ah, yes, breakfast. I hope you're feeling strong.
I beg your pardon?
The Family Herald. I observed a copy on the hall table.
Oh, well, so did I. And you cook, I assumed. What's that got to do with breakfast?
Even so trivial a matter as the boiling of an egg demands a degree of attention.
So?
Mariah's new master.
Holmes, why don't we ever have a straightforward conversation?
Mariah's new master. A love romance in 5 installments. Final installment today.
Oh.
Yes, the eggs came a poor second, I'm afraid.
Tough, are they?
Think of them as challenging. When does Mrs. Hudson return?
2 weeks next Friday.
We'll be walking skeletons.
Mm. How's the coffee?
Yes, I have a case. After a month of stagnation, the wheels move once more. Have you heard of Neil Gibson?
Dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I can't see the best woman God ever made go to her death without doing all that is possible to save her.
Well, of course I have. The American senator. I think I'll risk it.
Ex-senator.
Yes. Lives over here, huh?
What a huge estate 5 years ago.
Anything else?
Neil Gibson, the Gold King.
Ridiculous nickname.
Accurate. His fortune's supposed to be beyond calculation.
I can't explain things. I can't even try to explain them. But I know beyond all doubt that Miss Dunbar is innocent.
What do you know about his wife?
I don't know what the whole rest of the country knows. She's just been murdered by her own governess.
Ah, you've seen the reports.
Ah, I could hardly miss them.
True enough. But did you read them?
I glanced through the one in the Times. It seemed pretty much cut and dry.
It's the damned injustice of it all that makes me mad. That woman has a heart that wouldn't let her kill a fly.
Cut and dried. The interesting personality of the accused does not obscure the clearness of the evidence. That was the view of the coroner's jury and the police court.
So, it's gone to a sideways.
Winchester next week. It's a thankless business. I can discover facts, Watson, but I can't change them. Unless new ones come to light.
Is that likely?
Well, I don't see what else my client can hope for.
Your client being...
Oh, I'm getting into your involved habit of telling a story backwards.
Here, a royal missive from the palace of the Gold King.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Thor plays Hampshire.
All I know, and all I have, and all I am are for your use. If only you can save her. If ever in your life you showed your powers, put them now into this case.
Fulsome sort of chap, isn't he?
Don't underestimate him, Watson. He's a formidable character, and a violent one.
Violent?
So it's said.
He's quite definite about this Miss Dunbar's innocence without offering a shred of evidence in her favor. Maybe I have a clue and don't know it.
I had no idea the case was coming my way. I'd have had these sorted out and ready. Horrible murder on historical English estate. One or two useful facts buried under half a page of lurid speculation. Most of these others are even worse.
I'll give it to you in a nutshell.
Thank you. Then you'll be able to take an intelligent interest in the proceedings.
You're too kind.
Now,
J. Neil Gibson, ex-senator of some western state and now one of the greatest financial powers.